Good morning, Neil here on the Off the Grid Radio Show, my series Who's Who in Santa Cruz, and I'm here with a good friend of mine, Isaac Weintraub. Did I spell it correctly? Did I pronounce it correctly?
You did.
I've always had a difficulty with your last name, but I always can't seem to say it myself. And recently elected into the Santa Cruz High Hall of Fame. When was that? When did you go to school there? What sport were you elected into?
Yeah, I got elected into the Santa Cruz High Hall of Fame about a month ago, and I went to school at Santa Cruz High from 1997 to 2000, played golf all 4 years.
Your
there.
Sport was golf?
Golf, yeah, it was golf. I was a baseball player and basketball player before that,
yeah.
And I was playing competitively, and then the summer between my 7th and 8th grade year at Mission Hill Junior High, I found golf and just quit everything else.
How did you find it? Was it your parents or your dad or?
You know,
how did you pick up a club the first time? Remember you picked up a club for the first time?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story actually. My mom's younger brother, a guy named John Thomas, my mom grew up in Hawaii, but they moved to California sometime in the 60s and he actually became the head pro at Paso Tiempo, my Uncle John. In 1963.
Wow.
And I think he was the head pro at Paso Tiempo from 63 to 71.
Wow.
So it was always in my mom's side of the family. I think my mom would consider her family a golfing family.
Yeah.
And then my dad also played when he was in college, not on the team, but just, you know, like for fun.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think when I was 5, my dad got me a set of clubs and I was a bit too rambunctious to enjoy the game. So I played, you know, a dozen times between when I was 5 and 10. And then when I was 12, I had some cousins visiting from Mission Viejo down south. And they came up and they were playing golf. And I, you know, went in the garage and kind of fished out my clubs that I had when I was 5.
Yeah.
I think I started with a 3-iron, a 9-iron, and a putter. And we went and played Valley Gardens in Scotts Valley.
Yeah.
And once those cousins of mine came to town, I think we played 4 or 5 straight days. I think for the next like 15, 20 years, I played probably 6 days a week. You know? So,
and you're currently a PGA professional.
I am, yeah.
Right? When did you decide you wanted to become a PGA pro?
I always kind of like, once I started playing, I'm very competitive. I grew up kind of with an older brother and my friends were sort of his friends more. I didn't have a ton of my own friends. And so I was always hanging around and playing sports with kids that were older than me.
Yeah.
So I was super, super competitive. I think I had to be to like kind of survive, you know, as like a 9-year-old with a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And so I think when I was playing basketball, I wanted to be in the NBA. And then as soon as I found golf, it's like, well, I want to play on the PGA Tour. So
who was your hero back then? Who was your golf golf hero at that time? This was before Tiger, I'd imagine, right?
You know what's so funny about that question is that I think I was probably one of the first Tiger Woods fans. I have an article from when he was playing the Western Intercollegiate
at Stanford. I remember I was there that day. I followed him that day.
So I have an article in the Sentinel written by Jim Seamus that says 13-year-old Isaac Weintraub of Santa Cruz meets his hero. I mean, Tiger was 19 at the time.
Yeah.
And I think he had just won the U.S. Amateur for the third straight time, and he was going to play at Augusta the next week, right after the Western. It's early April.
Yeah.
And I followed him around for 36 holes, and he signed a ball and gave it to me. And
wonderful.
So, I mean, yeah, really,
still
it was like, still have the ball. Yeah, I just saw it the other day at my parents' house.
And you play golf all over the world, right? Here's my question for you. My question for you is, if you had one hole to play for the rest of your life, which hole would it be? From any golf course, which hole would you want? Like, you know what? The one hole you play for the rest of your life.
One hole to play for the rest of my life. Wow. You know, I've had a couple trips to Scotland lately, and I think that I really connect with Scotland because it's sort of like the home of golf and what I would call the cradle of golf. And it just seems like the people over there kind of understand the bigger picture behind golf.
Yep.
That, you know, it doesn't really matter what you shoot. It doesn't really matter who you are. It's just about getting outside, having wind on your face, and just hitting golf shots.
Right.
there's not one specific hole that I can think of out there, but I would, the first one that came to mind, which is kind of interesting, is 10 at Pasatiempo.
Okay, yeah.
And I just love 10 at Pasatiempo for a number of reasons. You know, the way that it kind of goes up and then drops down to the hole. And the golf hole is sort of meant to be played from the top of that hill to have something ran into the green on the right side. It's not really meant to hit a long drive and hit a wedge into it.
Yeah.
So it's a great two-shot hole. And it's right here in Santa Cruz. And as I get older, I come to realize that as much as it feels great to travel and see other places, I think it's important, you know, to stay build your own community.
It's on your doorstep.
Yeah.
My last question before I'm going to ask you about some other stuff you got going on. Please tell me your favorite Marianne's ice cream flavor.
Marianne's ice cream has to be Mexican chocolate. You know, gotta go Mexican chocolate. I'll try other ones.
You know. Mexican chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've kind of woken up the bear here as far as there used to be a golf course here in Santa Cruz at Pogonip, which is now part of the city of Santa Cruz's land. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a golf course there, and you're making ways to resurrect that golf course or that property. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, Santa Cruz has seen in the last 20 years, I would say the last 25 years, it's seen two of its smaller nine-hole golf courses close. 2001 Aptos Par 3 closed, and then I think in 2020 Valley Gardens closed in Scotts Valley. And those were two nine-hole golf courses where kids could come out in a relaxed environment and kind of play.
Right.
And with COVID and kind of this boom of golf, what I've noticed is that it's harder to get on golf courses. Golf courses are busier.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of came to me that Santa Cruz needs a small golf course, one that's kind of youth oriented, one that's relatively easy to get onto and kind of caters itself to.
And less expensive.
Yeah.
Affordable.
Definitely affordable, accessible, inclusive, you know, something that's more community oriented. I mean, I think, honestly, I do think De La Viega does a good job of that. And this idea of resurrecting this, Pogonip golf course that was a golf course from 1911 to 1934 is about creating an on-ramp for golf so that we can grow the game in our community and continue to leave De La Viega as the championship golf course in Santa Cruz.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the plan? What do you plan? What do you envision going there?
We want to get away from the regular model of an 18-hole golf course. You know, my opinion is, you know, we know some of the things that are associated with golf and the way that people might think about golf who are non-golfers. I think golf has sort of painted itself as a bit of a privileged sport. And so we're trying to kind of get away from that. And I think Santa Cruz is a great place to do it because I think that there's an appetite for golf courses and businesses that kind of run themselves in a more inclusive, community-oriented, and also environmental way. Yeah. So our goal is to create maybe a 7 to 12-hole sort of short golf course for youth and for seniors.
Right.
You know, something that would be fun for everyday golfers, but really a place where you're going to play your first round of golf when you're a kid and you're going to play your last round of golf as you get older, something that's easy to walk, something that's short, and maybe something that has, you know, if you're 90 years old and you're still loving golf and you can't play 18 or 9 holes, maybe we have a 3-hole loop, you know, where you can just go out and just play 3 holes every day.
Yeah.
And something like that, an on-ramp and off-ramp to golf, but we're wanting to do it in a really environmental way.
Is there a Facebook page or a website or anything people can follow as far as right now, as far as the future of what you're trying to do?
You know, right now we're in the process of recruiting a board of directors.
Okay. So it's in the works.
And it's in the works. And, and before we sort of bring it forward to the city, what we're wanting to do is get our plan straight. We want to hire an architect. You know, we're having some people out there doing a bunch of soil reports and kind of understanding what we have out there.
Yeah.
Because the main thing that we want to make sure that we don't do is close that space off to the people that are already using it.
Yeah.
You know, like bird watchers, hikers, mountain bikers. I mean, we know that mountain bikers aren't allowed on the sort of golf course meadows, but we still want to make sure that we keep it accessible and open to the
everybody.
Current users.
Yeah.
And really just create a safe space for kids to be able to hang out.
That's very
and be
cool.
Outside.
That'd be excellent. That'd be great for the city.
Hope it happens.
You're teaching at Seascape, right? Do you teach anywhere else or just there?
Just at Seascape right
okay.
now. Yeah, I was teaching at Spring Hills a couple of years ago, but I'm not doing that as much anymore.
People can get a hold of you how people, for lessons or for help out as far as Pogan is concerned.
Yeah.
Best to get a hold of you?
I think, you know, my Instagram account is Weintraub Golf,
okay.
WEINTRAUBGOLF.
Okay.
That would be a good way to sort of keep abreast of what I'm doing and then also get a hold of me.
And you enjoy teaching still?
I do. I really enjoy teaching. I think the more that I teach, the more that I realize I love teaching kids. And I also still enjoy teaching adults.
Patience for it. You're a patient man. Okay. And last question. How many people do you think you taught golf?
How many people have I taught golf?
It's like asking Doug how many boards he's made, you know?
Let's see. I've been teaching 10 years, probably the first five in Canada, the last five here in Santa Cruz. I would say something like 2,000 people
okay.
or something like that,
yeah.
would be my guess. Yeah.
And you still enjoy it, which is wonderful. It's always good to see you out there. And you surf too, dude. He's a great surfer. And
still love playing golf.
Still love playing golf. We can surf and play golf in this town. I mean, it's paradise, right?
That's it. That's what I do with my time.
Isaac, thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the time.
Yeah.